Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Don Emmanuel Edrelin. I'm a PhD student in Energy and Environmental Systems at North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University. So today, my presentation is about yield and selected soil properties under conservation agriculture with vegetables in Siem Reap, Cambodia. This research is funded by Sanram Innovation Lab, Horticulture Innovation Lab of USAID, and in collaboration with Agriculture Development Denmark Asia, the local NGO in Cambodia, and USDA Agricultural Research Services. So I'll be talking about, we just implemented the project last year, so I'll be presenting the results that currently we have. This is the outline of my presentation. I'll be talking about a brief introduction about Cambodia and the experiment, some methods, and then results, and then conclusion. So Cambodia is identified as one of the Feed the Future countries. It has a population of about 14 million, about half of which live in rural areas, and around 2 million depend on the agriculture sector. And vegetable farming is a very important component in agriculture in Cambodia. So Cambodia borders Vietnam on its west and north, Thailand, and then on the west, the Gulf of Thailand. There is a high potential for market for vegetables in Cambodia. Mainly for tourism, for the tourism industry, which welcomes around 3.5 to 4 million foreigners per year. And for local consumption, they are very much, vegetables are very much needed as they have a high malnutrition rate. However, they have a problem of declining vegetable crop productivity, and this have been felt by farmers. And there's also a problem of labor-intensive watering and water supply during the hot season. During the hot season, they have a dwindling supply of water. And so conservation agriculture, which is actually minimum soil disturbance or no-till, continuous cover crop with mulch, and diverse crop rotations is offered as a solution to the ongoing problem of Cambodia. It has been identified as a sustainable technology for growing crops. There are already around 155 million hectares in conservation agriculture, according to FAO. However, this data is actually on rain-fed areas. And so there is limited work done on testing conservation agriculture under smallholder vegetable production. And so this research is about evaluating the performance of small-scale vegetables production in Cambodia under conservation agriculture when combined with drip irrigation in terms of vegetable yield impact on selected soil properties. This map shows the sites in Siem Reap, Cambodia. We selected three sites and we established the experiments. This is in close proximity to the Siem Reap farm, Siem Reap town here. So site one is located around 10 kilometers from the town. Site 2 is around 15 kilometers, and site 3 around 30 kilometers. And I should mention that the production in of vegetables in the supply of vegetables in Cambodia is actually coming from nearby countries. So these farmers, if they can be equipped of technologies that can enhance their production, then they can actually compete with the market. And so the treatments are tilled plus manual watering, then tilled plus drip irrigation, conservation agriculture plus manual watering, and conservation agriculture plus drip irrigation. Each treatment was replicated 5 times under randomized complete block design in each of the 3 sites. The manual watering involves the one person carrying two buckets of water of around 10 liters of water on each bucket. And drip irrigation is using a low-cost drip irrigation material. This data shows the crop yield of each vegetable planted at each site and under the four treatments. So, conservation agriculture, for example, in site one, did not differ significantly with the tilled regardless of the watering employed. And this is the same with site two, with cauliflower, and also with site three, with tomatoes. And this is as far as data is concerned. And I'm going to move over to the soil results. And so we compared soil properties, selected soil properties, under conservation, agriculture, and tilled, under manual irrigation only. And so this also shows that there is no significant differences, and this has just been established, an incubation period of around 8 months. So there's no difference in terms of aggregate stability, slate test, soil moisture, but there's a significant differences in terms of soil temperature. And this is, the soil temperature differs because the tilled condition is because of they are exposed, and this is during the summertime. And the conservation agriculture is covered with mulch of around 150 kilograms per 100 square meters. This data shows a comparison of different soil properties as a result of the treatments, conservation, agriculture, and tilled. So in site one, in terms of pH, there's no significant difference. However, and also goes the same with site two. In site three, there is a significant difference, but the magnitude is not that high. In terms of electronic conductivity, site one shows a significant differences in terms of electronic conductivity, but all of these are actually low electronic conductivity readings. The bulk density, there is no significant difference. The soil texture at the site is sandy loam and sandy clay loam. So the bulk density is around 1.5 grams per cubic centimeter. In terms of urease enzyme activity, there is a significant difference in site one in favor of conservation agriculture. However, this has not been observed in the other two sites. I mean, in the other two sites, site two and site three. And so in conclusion, yield under conservation agriculture at this time does not differ from tillage, regardless of the manner of irrigation. However, if we could prove later on, which we are still working on it, on in terms of economic analysis, if CA is not as laborious as tillage, then we could later on conclude that CA could be better than tilled. And also, with no reduction in yield, we can also say later on that conservation agriculture practicing farmers who would try conservation agriculture will not be at risk of losing yield if they do conservation agriculture. Second is that differences in selected soil properties analyzed under CA and T are not observed within this study period. And thank you.
All right, thank you. We have time for questions for our speaker.
We actually tried to plant Crotalaria species, but then since they are in Cambodia, they have like there's no fallow period because of the vegetables. Farmers have only around 50 square meters to about 500 square meters of vegetable land. And so they utilize this area for vegetable crop production every time. And so with our Crotalaria cover crop, we just planted them along in between rows as soon as we are ready for harvesting. And so now, since we have low stand of cover crops, we transported rice mulch from nearby areas because they have an available and extra rice mulch. They come in Cambodia, in the farms of Cambodia, after the rice harvesting period, they gather this rice and put them nearby their homes to feed one or two cattle. And so since they have a large rice area, so they have a lot of biomass for rice, and they can use this as mulch. Yeah, the drip irrigation is, the cost of the drip irrigation is 127 to 130. That includes the establishment per 100 square meters. But this can actually go to about 200, like the $200 can go up to like 200 to 300 square meters of land. And the bulk of the cost actually is from the tank, because the tank is around $87 already. So the drip irrigation materials, the straw and they're not that expensive. But for farmers who have an average income of around just $3.5, it's still very difficult for them to afford this one. And so this project provided the support of the drip irrigation. But with the conservation agriculture, we just didn't show the results here. But with the covering, because of the covering of mulch on the on the drip tapes, it actually adds to the longevity or the life of the drip irrigation materials. And with the tilt system, the drip irrigation materials, because they are low cost, they tend to warp, and then farmers would need to go back to the field and stretch it every now and then, and so that becomes a labor intensive process. So with the conservation agriculture, the mulch is there and it sets the drip tapes in place.
Is there any differences with the quality of the vegetables with the diseases when you have the mulch without the mulch?
We didn't gather the data, but in terms of the farmer's observation, and also this is also true with other mulch-based system, that the leaves are clean in terms of the splashes from rain. And in Cambodia, wherein there's really a lot of rainfall, and so the farmers actually like the conservation agriculture at this time. I don't know later, but at this time they liked it because of their clean vegetables. Yeah.
Good. Any other questions first? Okay, excellent job.
Thank you.